This is Akashvani, the news, read by Shefali Singh. A voter turnout of over 59% was recorded till 8 p.m. in the sixth phase of ongoing Lok Sabha elections, for which polling was held today. The polling in all 58 parliamentary constituencies, spread over 6 states and 2 union territories, remained peaceful. Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir has recorded over 52% voting, which is the highest turnout in the last 35 years. The prominent candidates whose fate was sealed in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipender Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti were also in the fray. Simultaneously, polling was also held today for 42 seats of the Odisha Assembly in the third phase, in which over 60% polling was recorded till 8 p.m. The Election Commission today released the absolute number of voters who cast their votes in the first 5 phases of Lok Sabha elections, asserting that voter turnout data was always available with the candidates. It informed that over 50 crore and 72 lakh people exercised their franchise till the first 5 phases of Lok Sabha polls in the country. In Gujarat, a major fire broke out at the TRP game zone in Rajkot city this evening, in which 26 persons are reportedly dead so far. Among them, 9 are children. A special investigation team, SIT, has been formed to probe into this incident. Rajkot Police Commissioner Raju Bhargava informed that all game zones in Rajkot have been ordered to close. Since the bodies were severely burnt, DNA proceedings will be conducted. He said that complaint will be registered and action will be taken against those responsible. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel announced rupees 4 lakh relief to families of victims, in addition to 50,000 rupees assistance to those injured. He also announced to form a special investigation team. Following the fire, plumes of smoke are visible from 5 kilometers away. Fire brigade teams reached the spot and attempts were made to douse the fire. TRP game zone is reportedly the biggest game zone in the Saurashtra region of Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi learnt the details of the fire in Rajkot through a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and expressed his grief over it. The Prime Minister also directed to conduct a thorough investigation into the accident and take strict action against the culprits. Instructions have been given to the Municipal Corporation and Administration for immediate rescue and relief operations in the fire incident in the game zone in Rajkot. It has also instructed to prioritize arrangements for immediate treatment of the injured. The State Director General of Police has instructed the Commissioners of Police and District Superintendents of Police to inspect all the game zones in the state and to close the game zones running without fire safety permission. The Director General of Police has told to carry out this procedure in coordination with the fire officers of the municipalities and the local system. These instructions have been issued in the wake of the game zone fire incident in Rajkot city. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of people in a fire tragedy at a gaming zone in Rajkot, Gujarat. In her condolence message, the president has said that she is deeply anguished to learn of the loss of lives in the accident. President Murmu prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured people. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that the deep depression over East Central Bay of Bengal will intensify into a cyclonic storm, Raimal, by today and cross between Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal coasts tomorrow midnight as a severe cyclonic storm. And in archery, the Indian women's compound team of Aditi Swami, Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Parneet Kaur won the gold medal at the Archery World Cup 2024 Stage 2 in Yecheon, Republic of Korea, today. The Indian women's compound archery team got the better of Turkey's Hazal Burun, Aysel Behra Suzer and Begum Yuva in the gold medal match with a scoreline of 232-226. And that is the end of this news bulletin.